This news update's being brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures, see Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. Jeremy Lee Tan, facing 6 felony charges, including 2 counts of operating while intoxicated, causing serious injury, 2 counts of operating with suspended license, causing serious injury, and 2 counts of failure to stop an accident scene, causing serious impairment or death, appeared in court for a preliminary examination. The prosecution offered a plea deal where Tan would waive the preliminary examination and plead guilty to 2 counts of OWI causing serious injury and 2 counts of failure to stop at scene of a serious injury crash, repaying extradition costs as well. In return, the remaining 2 counts would be dismissed and no further convictions sought. Tan, represented by attorney Dallas Rooney, confirmed his desire to waive the preliminary examination. After being sworn in, he voluntarily waived his right to the preliminary examination. The court accepted the waiver, ordering the bond continue as previously set. Tan's case is now bound over the circuit court with arraignment scheduled for February 2nd at 9 a.m. And a McLaren Bay Region vascular surgeon has achieved a national first by performing an innovative procedure to treat peripheral artery disease. Dr. Nicholas Mawad was the first in the United States to use the seismic intravascular lithotripsy system, which is a minimally invasive treatment that targets hardened calcium deposits in the arterial walls. Unlike traditional methods, seismic employs laser-generated acoustic pressure waves to safely break down calcified plaque without damaging nearby soft tissue. This technique improves blood flow and prepares arteries for follow-up treatments such as angioplasty or stent replacement. Dr. Mawad described the new system as a major step forward in managing complex PAD cases. Clinical trials have shown the technology to be highly effective with minimal complications, and researchers are exploring additional medical uses for seismic. And Michigan will begin using automated speed cameras in the highway construction areas later this year, implementing legislation enacted in 2024. State officials anticipate the system will be operational by late summer or early fall of 2026. The camera program targets work zones on state highways where construction projects extend beyond 1 mile and last longer than 1 week. Motorists will receive advance notice through signage posted 1 mile before monitored areas, and the state plans to launch a public website showing camera locations. Violators will receive citations by mail, and the penalty structure includes a warning for first-time offenders, with fines escalating to $150 for a second violation and $300 for a third violation within a 3-year period. Crucially, these citations won't add points to driving records or appear on Secretary of State violations. Lance Biananimi from the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association noted that similar programs in other states have proven highly effective, with most seeing approximately 80% fewer speeders and Maryland achieving a 90% reduction. Michigan becomes the 23rd state to adopt this traffic safety measure aimed at protecting construction workers and reducing speeds in active work zones. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
And we're back with more news. At least 100 vehicles were involved in a massive chain reaction crash on a Michigan highway following a sudden whiteout winter storm. Emergency responders have been working through freezing temperatures to extract passengers from wreckage, with several injuries reported, but no confirmed fatalities. The Michigan Department of Transportation has closed several sections of the affected interstate as crews clear debris, and local authorities are urging residents to avoid unnecessary travel as the winter storm system moves towards the northwest east. In the annual World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland, officially kicked off today with a focus on a world in transition. Global leaders, CEOs, and economists are gathering to discuss the impacts of artificial intelligence on the labor market and the transition to green energy. UN agencies at the forum issued a stern warning about rising hunger and displacement, noting these humanitarian crises are now significant threats to global economic stability. The event will continue through the end of the week. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures, see Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road.
I smashed the windshield of my car. What do I do?
Go to Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe before you call your insurance company.
That's right. This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Insurance companies may ask you to go with an out-of-town company, but you have a choice. Go with your local glass company, Advanced Auto Glass and More of Bad Axe. We will professionally install your automotive glass and can perform the calibrations for collision avoidance systems. So for the best windshield replacements, call Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe at 989-269-6655.
And that's been a look at your news for that hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.